You're listening to Roundtable. They glisten, boiled bright red, heaps and heaps of whole crawfish spread across the dinner table. Yeah, you see that a lot in outdoor restaurants on a hot summer night. Chinese people simply love eating crawfish or 小龙虾. Nothing compares with washing down that delicacy with a glass of ice-cold beer. Ooh, guys, why is it that crawfish is so popular for Chinese people for midnight snack?
Okay, before our mouths get watering, I'd like to say something about the history. Okay, a very brave history. Well, the crawfish was introduced from Japan to China around 1930 because crawfish is a quite resilient species and lacks natural enemies. The number of crawfish increased rapidly, and it's widely seen in provinces and cities in middle and lower Yangtze River. At first, it might be bred as a type of feed for other species, but later it became so famous at people's dinner table, especially the midnight snacks table right now. And in 1980s, some farmers collected crawfish near a farm in Qianjiang, Hubei province, and braised the crawfish by the sidewalk. You guys guess what happened?
What happened?
The smell is so good. The smell attracted many passersby, and the dish became popular locally, and it was introduced to Wuhan, at the capital city of Hubei, in the beginning of 1990s. So I think due to its low cost, good taste, and sufficient supply, the dish soon gained popularity in China, and is so popular now. It can be seen everywhere.
You know, you said something about the smell and how that attracted people. Like I said, I live right next to Guiji, so I can totally sympathize and say, yes, that smell does drive you crazy and gets you all worked up and hungry. And I always see tons of people eating this and really loving it. And it's like a kind of even like a got a social context, like you summer night beer. These things with friends and whatnot, and walking down the street, because I frequently go to Dongzhimen or Sanlitun or whatnot for my gym and groceries, but you know, going through the street, I often see so many people doing this, and I was thinking, like, wow, this must be a very specific thing to Beijing. Beijing must be doing this big. But as I understand, there's places like in Jiangsu, Shuyi County, and they eat about 30 tons of crawfish within one night, with 30,000 people, of course, during their International Crawfish Festival every year. 30 tons of crawfish within one night. Those people love this stuff.
Yeah, that's a lot. And I used to think that this is one of those fads that happen in Beijing. But actually, it's not just here. It's all over the country, is it?
Yes, it's all over the country, such as the Hubei. The crawfish output of Hubei took up nearly 60% of the total output in China in 2012. And in 2014 alone, people in Hubei spent over 25 billion yuan, that's around $4 billion, in eating crawfish alone. So we can see Hubei people really love crawfish a lot.
All right. So correct me if I'm wrong. I have to admit, ever since doing this show, I realize I am so ignorant. I'm Chinese, but I know not that much about my country, and our country is just vast and is got a rich history. But crawfish used to be considered as kind of a cheap thing, and also the environment as it is naturally grown can be a little bit dirty sometimes, like sewage drains and like wet corners of not very clean water areas. But how come it has sort of transformed itself and became so popular as you guys are talking about it?
Oh yes, as you said, crawfish has a strong adaptability to environment. It can live in heavy polluted regions, so therefore no wonder many people are worrying about the safety of eating crawfish because of its high contents of heavy metals. But the recent scientific study shows heavy metals gathers in its gill and its guts. It's not in the whole body. It's just the parts of the body. And the part we eat doesn't contain that much heavy metal. So
you're so technical. Now I know everything about it. Why is it so popular? Why are people just digging in and getting their hands all oily and dirty?
Specifically, I can only take a guess as the outsider in this group. But, you know, seafood is often expensive. Delicious seafood. I mean, you're thinking of like the crawfish is close cousin, the lobster, God, it's like $70 just for the tail in a lot of restaurants in the U.S. But here you're seeing this seafood that isn't expensive, that you can have plenty of, that's like a very informal thing, almost like a hot dog or something like that. You eat it with your hands and it's delicious. And you know, I think for so many reasons, it's delicious, it's cheap, and it's something you can get your hands dirty with your friends, and, you know, you don't have to have the dinner manners of, you know, the queen when you're eating them, but you can just let loose with your friends, have some beer, and have some crawfish.
Oh, yeah, there is a joking way to describe this. Why crawfish becomes the most popular midnight snack? Because when you eat it, your fingers become too oily to play your mobile phone, so you can only focus on chatting and communicating with your friends.
Then it should be really good for dates, because I know some people go on dates, and when the date's going sour, maybe this other girl or guy is like on their phone, but if you take them to crawfish, folks, they can't do it, so you got them cornered.
Oh my goodness, that could work either way, Ryan.
Yeah.
If you're taking your date out for the very first time, I think probably eating in a more dignified way would be more suitable because, I mean, come on.
This girl sounds high maintenance.
No, it's the first time, right? Let's not show our true colors just yet. Let's try to be civil. And then maybe this is the best idea for maybe a third date or a fourth one when you're like kind of known each other a little bit and you want to see, you know, your true personality and all that. And let's get our hands dirty and oily and see what we really are.
That's a good idea.
So if I have a Beijing friend, a guy friend, he's like, yeah, I'm going out with this girl and we're going to Guiji tonight. I'm like, oh, so you guys must have gone on a couple dates already because you're going to Guiji. And according to Hyeong, it's like the third date kind of material.
Well, yes, because you have to fight so hard to get the shell off the ma xiao, and girls might not like that at the first dating, right, Hyeong?
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. And if the guy offers to help me out to de-shell the thing, he is a keeper. That's what I would say. You're listening to Roundtable. It's me, Hyeong, Ryan Price, and Yu Yang. That's all for today. Thank you so much for your company. You can send us a WeChat message to get it us whenever you want. That's EZFM Roundtable. Don't forget that. That's all for today. Bye for now. See you tomorrow.